This is a Hutch Post Podcast news update.
The public hearing on the closure of Hutchinson USD 308's Education Service Center building at 700 East 13th was held on Monday evening, immediately prior to the regular Board of Education meeting. The purpose of closing that building is to allow it to be torn down and for the Hutchinson YMCA to build on that land in an effort to stay as close to their original location as possible. This may take a while to happen because all the different pieces that are in that building have to be relocated for it to be able to be given to the Y. Superintendent Dr. Dawn Johnson.
Well, they're still working with getting drawings and things done, so we're in conversation with them. They'd love to say they'd love it now, but I don't think they're ready to do it now. So we are having conversations with them about what is our capacity and timeline that we can get out and what they want. I think as we have been talking within the last couple of years, our truly expected time was that it would be sometime next year.
This closure would result in the shuffling of resources within the district's buildings, but a lot of that may be happening anyway if the facilities changes being proposed to the community in public meetings in April go forward. There was no substantive objection at the hearing, and action on the changes will be made at a future meeting. Europe's highest human rights court ruled on Tuesday that its member nations have an obligation to protect their citizens from the ill effects of climate change, but still threw out a high-profile case brought by six Portuguese students aimed at forcing countries to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The European Court of Human Rights sided with more than 2,000 Swiss members of Senior Women for Climate Protection, who also sought such measures in a mixed session of judgments in which a French mayor, similarly seeking stronger government efforts to combat climate change, was also defeated. Lawyers for all three had hoped the court would find national governments have a legal duty to make sure countries meet their climate goals in line with the Paris Climate Agreement. For those who use the Woody seat regularly, you're not going to do it for very much longer. The date has changed and it has moved up, according to information given to the city of Hutchinson by APAC. The Woody seat freeway improvements phase one project will have traffic control installed by their subcontractor RoadSafe starting April 15th. The roadway will be closed to all traffic. The roadway will be closed for the project's remaining work, including bridge overlay, concrete pavement, and roadway surface mill and overlay. The closure is expected to last about 10 weeks. The city of Hutchinson and APAC greatly appreciate the residents' patience during this project. There is still another phase to get through. That'll include the roundabout at Avenue A. That's in the engineering process and will likely be worked on in 2025. The portion still to be resurfaced is the city's portion of a project that also includes a county bridge over the Arkansas River. That bridge still needs a polymer overlay in addition to the resurfacing of the city's portion. If you missed North America's total solar eclipse, or if you caught the eclipse bug, there are more chances to see the sun disappear. Full solar eclipses happen about every year or two or three due to a precise alignment of the sun, moon, and earth. The next total solar eclipse will be in 2026 and will pass over the northern fringes of Greenland, Iceland, and Spain. An eclipse on the scale of Monday's event won't happen again in the United States until August 12th of 2045, though the U.S. will get a taste of totality before then. But that August 12th, 2045 event's path will have quite a bit of Kansas in it, particularly southwest Kansas, not terribly far from our area at all. In fact, portions of the southern portion of the Wichita area will be in the path of totality as it is figured right now. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.